Let's jump to Godalming now. The RSPCA have issued a warning to pet owners after a dog was found dead near Godalming. The dog believed to have died after eating poisoned salmon left on the towpath on the River Wey. Our reporter, Adrian Harms, is there for us this morning. Adrian, morning. What can you see there, Adrian?
Yes, good morning to you, James. Just to give you some idea of the geography where I'm talking for you, this is a loop of a towpath. It runs from Pepperharrow Road in Godalming down into the middle of the town by the Jack Millett's Memorial Ground. Now, this is in Maine, a tarmac towpath right along the side of the river, James. I'm standing on a bridge. You could probably hear the water rushing behind me. But along the towpath here, there are signs. I've seen three of them, and one of them is right in front of me. It says, warning, dog poisoned sometime along this towpath on Saturday morning. Beware, look out for your dog. And I have to say, James, I can only imagine this is normally a very popular towpath, but this morning I haven't seen anybody walking along here with dogs. So presumably word is getting around Godalming, but we understand that somewhere along this towpath was the scene of this dog being poisoned on Saturday morning.
All right, let's get more details on it. RSPCA spokesman Andy Robbins joins us now. Morning, Andy.
Good morning.
Terrible story. What are the details?
Well, it was been reported by the RSPCA's Guildford and District Branch, and as your reporter says, it's on Saturday morning. It appears to have been that a golden retriever died after it ate some salmon, which appears to have been poisoned. Now, it's along the towpath, which, as I say, is a popular place for a lot of dog walkers.
Ever heard anything like this before?
Well, we do, yes. It's not uncommon for to see poisonings in animals, and a lot of the time we can't prove that it's been intentional. It may well be an accident. Animals are often very curious, and there are a lot of substances which poison. But this circumstance is quite suspicious, and I think that leads to the warning to dog owners, really. It's not the sort of place where you'd expect, obviously, to see pieces of salmon lying around, and especially not ones that would then poison a dog.
If someone is found to have actually done this deliberately, what are the consequences that they could face?
Well, it is an offence under the Animal Welfare Act to deliberately poison an animal. And therefore, if we do find who's responsible, it's possible that those people can find themselves in front of a court. And the punishment for that can be quite serious. We're looking at up to 6 months in prison and sort of or a fine up to £20,000. So if we do find them, it is a very serious offence.
And so what do you say to other dog owners in that area?
Well, obviously, be aware, be cautious. But the main thing is for any pet owner, not just in this circumstance, but if you ever worry about your animal's health, if they become sick or you're concerned, get that animal straight to a vet. A lot of the time with poisoning, time is very much of the essence. So the main important factor is to act quickly.
Thank you very much. Good talking to you. That's Andy Robbins from the RSPCA. Any more details we have of that, of course, we will tell you through this morning here on BBC Surrey. It is James Cannon here through until 9 o'clock.